Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Black Israel Talk Radio. This is your boy, Black Israel, coming at you live. Welcome to the show. We got a great show tonight. Again, this is your boy, Black Israel, coming out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. Tonight's show, we got a great show. We want to give all praises to the Most High God, the God of Israel, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. I want to say shalom to all my brothers and sisters worldwide who've been scattered to four corners of the earth. You know what I'm saying? I want to welcome D.C., Maryland, Virginia, as well as Chicago, Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying, Cleveland, so many of y'all, my brothers and sisters from South Central America, you know what I'm saying, all that over in England, you know what I'm saying, again, Yorktown, Pennsylvania. I want to welcome all my brothers and sisters who listen in on the radio, on the station today. I also want to get all props to my Bible class on Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, they listening in as well, you know what I'm saying. So again, if you want to get in contact with your boy Black Israel, like always, you can call 646-787-8052, you know, to listen in the show, or just, you know, if you want to make a quick comment. Okay, so tonight's show we got tonight is going to be a good one, man. It's going to be a good one. Tonight's show is going to be the true breakdown of John 3:16, and who were the people among the Gentiles that Christ came to teach? Him and the disciples, you know what I'm saying? So let's get this thing going because I got a half an hour on the show and I need to break this down. So a lot of you Christians out there, my Hebrews like brothers from worldwide and sisters, get your Bibles ready. Y'all Christians, I want y'all to write the scriptures down and go over the scriptures later on. Don't listen to what Black Israel say. We're going to go with the scriptures say. So again, the first scripture we're going to go with today, the first scripture we're going to go right now, we're going to find out and wonder and find out why that certain people can't grasp this truth. Okay, we're going to go into why certain people don't understand the truth, why they can't grasp it, and why they can't comprehend it. So we're going to go right quick. We're going to go Colossians 1 and 26. Okay, we're going to go quick on it. So y'all have to write these scriptures down. Colossians 1, 26. It said, even the mystery which had been hidden for generations. Okay? But now are made manifest unto the saints. Again, you have to be an Israelite. All Hebrew Israelites are considered saints to the Most High, because we are God's chosen people. You have to be a Hebrew Israelite to understand the breakdown of these scriptures. Okay? Trust me. Okay? If you're a Negro, so-called Negro in America, or worldwide, so-called Hispanic, Puerto Rican people from South Central America, from the islands, the North American Indian, you make up the 12 tribes of Israel. Your fathers have to be a descendant. You have to go by your father's bloodline. Okay, that's the only way we're going to be able to understand the mystery of the Bible. The Bible is a mystery and dark secret. That's why Christ always talks in parallels when he talks to the disciples. You're going to have to be a descendant of the Israelites, Hebrew Israelites, in order to understand these scriptures. Okay? The next one we're going to go right quick to prove again that you have to be an Israelite to understand these scriptures. We're going to go to Amos chapter 3, verse 7. It says, but he, which is God, revealed unto his servants the prophets. Okay? Again, the servants and the prophets are Israelites. Okay, they are Israelites. That's only you understand the breakdown of John 3:16. Now, for a lot of you Christians out there who probably going to ask, But if he's breaking down John 6:16, why he going in all these different verses and all that, you know, going in these different books in order to break down John 3:16? I got a scripture for you Christians out there. Again, this Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of the most corrupt city out in the world, Washington, D.C. Okay, Isaiah 28:9-10. Again, Christians, write it down. Brothers and sisters out there who are trying to get into the truth, write it down. Isaiah 20, chapter 28, verse 9 and 10. It says, whom shall he teach knowledge to? Okay? That's what he said. Who shall he teach knowledge to? That's the question. And who shall he make to understand document? The document represents this Bible, the scripture. Okay? It says, them who are weaned from the milk and weaned from the breast. Again, you have to be a baby to, you got to be a baby in order to get the understanding of the scripture. You have to be like a baby. Your baby don't answer a lot of questions. You got to be able to listen and observe this information like a baby do when he's on the breast. A baby don't ask no question when he's on the mama breast. So his only focus, one focus, is getting that milk. This milk right here, this is food of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? There's nourishing that you need in your spirit. Okay? And it says, for precepts upon precepts, line upon line, a little there and a little there. So I might have to go to Matthew. I might have to go to Jeremiah, Deuteronomy. You know what I'm saying? I might have to go through Revelation. I might have to go a couple of scriptures in order to make a verse make sense. That's how the Bible works. You can't read but the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Okay? Because the Bible is not a novel. Okay? So you can't read it from Genesis to Revelation because it's going to go on to other stuff. So that's how you break down the Bible. Okay? Now, we're going to go ahead and break down John 3:16. Now, for you Christians now, and I'm saying Christians a lot because I know a lot of people in these religion churches going to church on Sundays are being misled by their bootlegged pastor. Okay, the bootlegged pastor do not break down this scripture like it's supposed to be breaking down. So let's get it. Go to John 3:16. I want everybody to go to John 3:16. Let's get it. Okay? Let's get it. Give y'all time to get it. Get it, John 3:16. Okay? Okay, let's go. Let's go at it. Now, this is what John 3:16 said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ, or Yahawashah in the Hebrew, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, you know what? That's a beautiful scripture when you look at it. That's a beautiful scripture. And that's the way that a lot of religion churches read it out. They read it out to the congregation. They like, oh, yeah. You know, they hollering. But they had no understanding with the breakdown of John 3:16. Now, people, write this down. The two key words in John 3:16 is going to be world and whosoever. Okay, underline that. Underline them two words, because they're the most important two words in John 3:16. Why do Black Israel say that? Because in God so loved the world, 99% Christians think they're talking about the big earth. Okay? When they say God so loved the world, Christians think it's talking about the big ball, the big earth. But what it really saying, and we're going to break it down, what it really saying, God so loved the world. What world in John 3:16 is talking about? It's different worlds of people on the earth. Okay? For example, you got the Israelite world. You got the African world. You got the China world. Okay? You got the Arab world. It's different worlds of people on a planet earth. But we're going to prove that in the scripture. Okay? We're going to prove that in the scripture. The next key word in John 3:16 is whosoever. Because a lot of Christians, and a lot of people feel that, oh, it's a whosoever. I mean anybody, whosoever. But we're going to prove in the scriptures this evening who are the whosoever is. The Bible tells you that. The Bible is powerful. It's so powerful. It's so powerful, man. So many mysteries and dark secrets. That's why you got to understand the breakdown of the Bible. Okay? That's why you got to get to understand the breakdown of the Bible. Okay, now, let's go to Psalms. Chapter 90, you can read verse 1, we're going to go to verse 2, okay? Again, Psalms chapter 90, verse 1 and 2. I'm about to hit it now. Let's go. before the mountains were brought forth, forever thou brought forth the earth and the world. Wait a minute, the two entities there. In verse 2, the two entities there. I'm going to read it again. Before the mountains were brought forth, even ever, thou thought formed the earth and the world. So he formed the earth and he formed the world. Two entities, people. Then John 3:16, he could have easily said, God so loved the earth. But he did not say that. So again, we still have to investigate what world talking about in John 3:16. So let's go to Hebrews 11 chapter, verse 3. Get it. Let's get it, Kristen. Breath it. Come on, y'all. Breath that dust off your Bible. Let's roll with it. Okay, here we go. Through faith, we understand that the world, spell it, W-O-R-L-D-S, plural, were framed by the word of God. Now, wait a minute now. We just read in Hebrews 11:3, it say world, W-O-R-L-D-S. So now we done already established it's worlds in this earth. And we already established in Psalms 90:2 that he formed the earth and he formed the world. Okay? So now let's go further investigate that. We're still working on a breakdown of world in John 3:16. Let's go to Hebrews 1:2. Write it down, y'all. Give me that time. Come on. Write it down. Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. Tonight's show we doing the true breakdown of John 3:16 and who were the people among the Gentiles Christ taught. Okay? That's what we're breaking down right now. Okay? Now, we're in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Had in these last days spoken unto us by his son, which is Jesus Christ, who also made the world. Plural. Let me spell it. W-O-R-L-B-S. It's in your Bible, people. Okay? It's in your Bible. Look it up. It's in your Bible. Okay? Now, this is what I get a lot of Christians on. This next verse I'm about to go in, I get a lot of Christians on it. Because they're always talking about God so loves, we love everybody. Da-da-da. Go to John 17:9. Go to John 17:9. Okay? And this is what it says. It says, I pray for them. Okay, what's the Israelite? I pray not for the world. Wait a minute. Well, for them that gave me that. Okay? Wait a minute now. Did I just read in John 17:9 what it said? I pray not for the world. Okay? I pray for them, but not for the world. Because we understand at that time when Christ was among the Roman Empire, that was the world of the Roman, which is the Edomite, which is the white man. The Rome, Greek, American, they all under the same family tree of the Edomite. Okay? Russia, too. They all under the same family tree. Okay? So when Christ was walking on the earth at that time, you know what I'm saying? He was in the world. He was in the world of the Roman Empire. Which one we want to go to? We go to Isaiah 45:17. We'll find out who got everlasting salvation. But Israel should be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Okay? Write it down. Isaiah 45:17. Now, let's find out what Christ said. Let's find out what Christ said in Matthew 15. I'm going a little fast because my time runs short. Go to Matthew 15:24. Okay? He said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Okay? So he was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and he told his disciples the same thing in Matthew 10:5-6. He commanded them. You know what I'm saying? He commanded the 12 disciples, commanded them to go not the ways of the Gentile, but rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Okay? So what I'm saying is, the Most High, the Christ, came for the nation of Israel. Put this on whosoever might quit. Live with it whosoever. Go to Joel 2:32. Joel 2:32. And it says, it shall come to pass that whosoever called on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay? Fifth, and this one the pastor don't share this part with you. So in Mount Zion, ancient Israel, and in Jerusalem, should be delivered. Okay, that's who the whosoever is. Also, you can go to Acts 2, chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. It shall come to pass the whosoever calls on the name of the Lord should be saved. Okay, here's the whosoever. It says, ye men, verse 22 says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Okay? Cut and dry. That's who the whosoever is in John 3:16. Okay? That's who the whosoever is in John 3:16. Now, a lot of you all say, a lot of you all some Christians talking about the Gentile nation. The Gentile nation was Hebrew Israelites who were scattered to four corners of the earth among the Gentile nation. Okay, they were scattered among the Gentile nation. To prove that, go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, 64. Okay, and the Most High, and it said, and the Most High should scatter you among all people from one end of the earth even to the other end. And thou shouldst serve other gods, which neither nor our fathers knew. So therefore, we were scattered among all other nations, people. All other nations, we've been scattered from the four corners of the earth. Okay? Now, also, we can go to James 1:1. When James Luke 1:1, when James said to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. So James made it clear that the 12 tribes, he was talking to the 12 tribes of Israel, the ones who've been scattered abroad. So understand that the brothers and sisters who've been scattered, the Israelites were the chosen people of God who've been scattered of the four corners of the earth. Okay, they've been scattered to the four corners of the earth. So don't ever get it twisted, people. When you got these Christians, anybody coming to you and say, well, he went to the Gentile. He did go to the Gentile nation. Because Paul and them knew that they had Israelites who were scattered among the Gentile nation, and he had to go in the Gentile nation to save these brothers. Okay, he had to go in the Gentile nation to save these brothers. You know what I'm saying? So that is the breakdown. Let me see if I can pull one more. Also, you can go to Ezekiel 36:19. Okay? And it said, and I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the country according to their ways and according to their doing. I judged them. Okay? That's the law. Okay? That's the law of the Most High. That's the law of the Most High. So, again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. Catch me next week at 6:30, next Friday from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. You already know what I'm about to do. I'm going to be talking about the ball.
Talking.